I guess it had to be. It had to come to pass. The answer to the cries of poverty from the upper middle class. So they walked into them little booths and their ballots they did cast. Their ignorance being the only thing by which their selfishness was surpassed. Well, they say the taxes on their homes have gone up way too far. Why, they can't even afford to put gas in all their 14 cars. Now they cut back on public transportation, make it hard for poor folks to get around. I guess these people figured, to hell with poor folks, let them all live downtown. Right in the center of things. Of course, they'll have to all move out when we turn it all into an indoor shopping center. Be no cost of living increases for the people on welfare. But these folks can't see their tax dollars being spent on stuff like that there. But they say, why don't those welfare bums go out and get jobs like we done? But soon all the welfare workers they're putting out of work may be welfare bums. Ah, just imagine. The welfare department closes down. All that many more people on welfare, and no welfare for them to be on. Kind of what you call ironic. I guess there's gonna be lots of teachers looking for CEA jobs. The parents say just fire the ones that are incompetent slobs. And while they're at it, they might as well get rid of the homosexuals. But ain't these people afraid that all them teachers out of work is gonna be advocating being out of work as a lifestyle? Well, I guess Jarvis can be pretty convincing. He sounds like he's committed. And frankly, if you want my opinion, he should be committed. See now, old fart. Ugly mother, too. I guess that's just the way this country's always been, ain't it? The folks in Scott get a little bit more and the poor don't get jack shit. Oh yeah.